pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. We are jam-packed. There's no way. There's just no way to do it in an hour. Our scheduled...
If anybody can, though, Doug, we can.
Our scheduled guest today, as we have learned here lately, our scheduled guest today, Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. What's Bo Pelini been up to? What about some of the recruits we've had here lately? What about what they were saying about Bo after the Sugar Bowl? Todd Henricks from the Lincoln Journal Star to talk volleyball is going to join us here in just a few moments. Also, Alex Marich, Nebraska center, preseason All Big 12, the man that there is. Alex Marich is God. He will join us on the second half of the program today. And because it's the NFL playoffs, Damon Arani of BetUS.com wants to give Daddy some pointers because Daddy, evidently, after the last couple of weeks, you need some pointers.
Yeah, I certainly do. I certainly use all the help I can get.
So anytime you want to send us an email, you're more than welcome to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and if you work at the World Herald, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. They know how to spell the word and at the Lincoln Journal Star, and we are pleased to be joined right off the top of the broadcast. What are we doing today? It was smooth the first, 48 seconds? It was pretty smooth. We are pleased to be joined by the beat writer for the Nebraska volleyball team from the Lincoln Journal Star, Todd Henricks, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Well, we're doing great, and since I talked to you yesterday, finally a little bit of some good news. We've got kind of a double dip. We've got a player leaving and now a big recruit coming in. And before we get to the negative, let's talk about the positive. Big oral commitment in the last 24 hours here.
Yeah, Hannah Worth was a player that I know Nebraska had targeted for 2009. She made her decision last week, and obviously the bad news that you referred to that came out earlier this week didn't have any bearing on her decision. This is a kid who says she's 6 foot tall, and as somebody who was in the same room with her when she made her recruiting visit, she's one of those athletic players, and all you need to know about her is her bloodlines to know that she's very athletic. But she looked bigger than 6 foot tall when she was in that room, and definitely the kind of player that John Cook has targeted since he's been here in terms of. Of athletic players who can do a lot of things and supremely confident even at the young age of being a junior in high school.
Todd, obviously they targeted her, I believe, to be an outside hitter, but she can play probably about any position, can she not?
Yeah, I think my guess is that she would stick as an outside hitter, but I raised the question yesterday where she was recruited or where she had, what position they were recruiting her for, and she said, well, I'm working on everything. So she definitely wants to be someone that they can get on the court right away. And that, that's the thing that I've said since John Cook has taken over this program, almost every player, high-profile player that he has brought in has had that supreme kind of confidence that, yes, I can come in there and I can contribute right away, and I don't care if they are a championship-winning program. And that's what it takes to play at the very top level in collegiate athletics. Do some pitfalls come with that? Yeah, and I think we saw some of that earlier this week.
We're joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by Todd Henricks of the Lincoln Journal Star. He talked about the bloodline, Daddy. Her brother just signed a contract with the Phillies. And, of course, her father, Dennis, Uncle Dick, and her grandfather, Ducky Schofield, played big league baseball. Her sister is a sophomore at UCLA. And her mother, a track star, who I believe was in the Olympic trials as well. So the kind of athlete that Nebraska is really looking for. But, again, still a little ways before she comes into the picture. And let's get to the other story right now, Todd. The departure of Rachel Holloway, which to many was a huge surprise. Obviously, you being very, very close to the program had caught some wind of this. But were you surprised by her departure, and really how huge is this?
Well, it's huge. All you have to do is look around the landscape of college athletics, and I don't care what program you're talking about, what sport you're talking about. Not very often does a two-time All-American just walk away. And
pretty hard for a two-time All-American to have any eligibility left.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There aren't many two-time All-Americans who are only in their sophomore or in the middle of their sophomore year, competitively. But so that in itself, I mean, you really can't put into words how big that is. It just doesn't happen. Now, that said, I did have somebody a year ago tell me, don't be surprised if Rachel Holloway doesn't walk away before she's done here. And, I took that to heart to some degree because her sister, Sarah, who was a starter at Texas in 2004 as a freshman, and was a very talented player. And again, this Holloway family has some amazing bloodlines itself that we can get into. But, Sarah walked away after her freshman season, went to Baylor, never played volleyball again, and seemingly went on with her life. And certainly that raised some eyebrows at that time. Nothing to the degree that this does, at least around here, but there was a precedent for it. And I think many of the same issues that were at play when Sarah walked away from the game, I think are at play now for Nebraska and in Rachel enrolling at Alabama and moving on with her life.
Todd, in getting to know her and you being close to the team, just what you know of her, was there ever a time where you thought, Rachel, nice girl, little kooky? We know Christina Ho, telling from the area a little
sure.
bit, and I'm nice girl. I've never once in my mind thought, anything weird about Christina. Is there anything out of the ordinary that you thought, not all the gerbils maybe spinning on the wheel the right way?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I really liked Rachel Holloway. She was a fun player to talk to, and I'm using this in past tense because I hope to talk to her some more. But I always enjoyed talking with her. I always enjoyed watching her play. For the past year, since I learned that somebody who I felt confident would know the situation told me that she could do this, I watched her play and I watched her interact with her teammates and I listened to her words with that thought in the back of my mind the whole time. And I honestly never got the sense that she could do it, that she could walk away. She is supremely competitive. When Nebraska was in dire situations in various matches, Sarah Pavin had one way of reacting to it, just that steely-eyed, give me the ball. But Holloway had a way different reaction to it, but so competitive that, I really got the impression, I don't know that she could walk away. I mean, she loves that. I mean, obviously she lived for that. But she told me, in our conversation on Tuesday, that's the way she was when she was at Nebraska. That's the way she was when she was on the volleyball court. The second she left town, the second she went back to her family, her thoughts were different. And I think you can read something into that. I mean, I really do think this was a family decision. And I'm not saying that Rachel was led to do something she didn't want to do, because I don't believe that's the case. I think she's very comfortable with this decision. But clearly this was a decision made as a family, or with input from family members. And no, I you know, in being around her and knowing her, I find it a little bit hard to believe that she could do it and do it in the manner which she did it, because she has angered her teammates. She has let down her coaches and frustrated a lot of people. And that's probably where this program is going to have to build itself back up from fairly quickly, because they're hurt right now.
Todd Henricks, Lincoln Journal Star, you know, what she's doing doesn't sound very Christian-like. That's one of the things that I guess was mentioned here, and that's one of the family things. She's heading back. She's at Alabama, enrolled in school there. Mentioned to you that she wanted to be involved in this Reformed Unity Fellowship that she shares an interest in with some of her friends. But before we let you go, last question real quick here, Todd. Where does this leave Nebraska in the setter position? You mentioned Sydney Anderson and then Bridget Root out of Grand Island. No, where does John Cook turn here?
Well, you know, he obviously should feel good that they were able to recruit Sydney Anderson to come in. She is a talent of All-American caliber. She was a setter as a freshman at Utah before there were some problems there, and she and another player left the program a year ago. Sydney did not elect to play at a college this year, but instead went to train with the national team program, and I think she did that to kind of see where her best chance to go to a school and contribute would be, because there was a high-profile recruit coming out this past season in the setter class, and every major school in the country wanted her, and obviously Sydney Anderson didn't want to end up at the same school that player was going to go to. So she waited. Now the problem with Sydney Anderson is because she left school and then went to this training program, for her to re-enter college, she has to be academically on the same level as those that she entered college with. And the only way for her to do that at this point is to get her associate's degree. So she is taking community college classes online, as I understand it, and she has to have those completed before she can be eligible at Nebraska. That may not happen until August. And so, you know, it may be difficult for her to even be in here this summer and training with these players. So for Nebraska to just come out clicking in all cylinders next fall with Sydney Anderson running the show will be a lot to ask with a couple of weeks of practice. So that's where the concern is. As far as the spring goes, they don't have a setter in the program, so they'll have to rely on Lizzie Stemke, their assistant, to probably be their setter in practice. And obviously she's capable of doing that. She's a national team-level talent in her own right. But they won't be able to play any competitions, and I think that's probably stinging these players a little bit, because they like to play. They like to get out under the lights and show their stuff, even if it's an exhibition match where there's at Nebraska, that means 2,000, 3,000 people are going to be there, and they enjoy that.
Todd, really appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Todd. Take care. Todd Henricks of the Lincoln Journal Star. You know, a thought here as we were talking about Rachel Holloway just leaving the program and quitting. I just thought it would be a great idea, you know, maybe maybe she could hook up and get some counseling and maybe even form a relationship with Eric Crouch, you know, in the Quitters Hall of Fame. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex March, Nebraska men's basketball team, going to join us later. Sean Callahan, and a whole lot more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
The printed material you present to a client is the face of your business. It's the face of your image and the very face of the way you communicate to the world. Lips Printing Service would like you to meet the face of their business, their sales team. The sales staff at Lips will come to your place of business, providing you personal service to answer your questions and to get the job done right. Lips Printing Service is one of only a few printers where the sales team comes to you on time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and Westwood One is your exclusive home for doubleheader action. Hi, everybody. I'm Tommy Tighe. Join me and the rest of our crew as Brett Favre and the Packers host their old coach to start things off when Mike Holmgren and the Seahawks come to town. Then in part two of the double dip, the Patriots continue their march to a perfect season when they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. If it's the NFL playoffs, they're right here.
Catch all the NFL action this weekend on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is Josh Berge, number 19 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 14, 16, and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today, along with some increasing clouds later today and into tonight. Highs will stay around the lower 40s with a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight's skies become cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers late, lows to 19 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Busy day on this Friday. Lots going on. But, Daddy, the Nebraska women's basketball team started the conference play on Wednesday night and came off with a big, big win over a nationally rated opponent. And now they play Kansas tomorrow, just like the men do. And I think it's even going to be a tougher task for the Nebraska men as they welcome in third-ranked Kansas.
Well, you talk about the 15th-ranked Texas Longhorns that came in on Wednesday night. Able to escape after a little bit of plane trouble on the runway. They were able to get out of town with a loss, and are hoping the men can do the same thing with Kansas, although the task will be much tougher.
They're probably coming on a bus, so we'll just have to maybe flatten their tires before they get there. We are pleased to be joined here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show by the returning leading scorer and preseason All Big 12 selection at center for the Huskers. Alex Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Thanks for the time. Sure pleased to catch up with you. Are you and the team as jacked up for this Kansas game as maybe some of the fans are, or is there still a little apprehension after what happened last year?
Definitely. We're very excited for this Big 12 opener at home against a highly ranked Kansas team who are ranked third in the country. So it's a big game and a big challenge.
Alex, talk a little bit about the opportunity to play in front of 14,000 fans, something you certainly have not done since you arrived at Nebraska.
Yeah, it's just, when you play at home in front of 14,000, it's just electrifying. It's, so much fun to play in front of. And, it's proven, places where they get sold out crowds all the time, but the crowd is a sixth man and actually helps you a lot.
Alex Murch, Nebraska center, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex, there's a lot of difference between this year's team and last year's team and another year of experience under Doc Sadler, but it seems like this year's team has what Coach Sadler has said is more players, more playmakers, some guys that can score and kind of help you out. What's that been? And would you agree with him that maybe you've been able to spread the scoring a little more and they haven't had to rely on you quite so much?
Definitely. We're more balanced in our attack. We've got players that can distribute the ball, and we've got players that can drive it and make open shots. So, we're more evenly balanced.
Alex, talk a little bit about the comfort level maybe with you in your second year with Coach Sadler, and now you've kind of become accustomed to what he likes to do, and just a regular even practice routine. It had to be kind of settling just coming into your second season with him.
Definitely, after a year of being under Doc Sadler, I know what he's expected, what he wants, and you know, what's expected in these standards. And, you know, being seeing this team and having a youth doc, you know, I can relay that to the incoming freshmen and the junior college guys that are coming to the program this year.
Alex March is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex, I always have been curious all the way back to when Coach Sadler come in and you were making a decision whether to come back to Nebraska or go back to Australia. Can you take us back to what Coach Sadler said to you to help make your decision a little easier to come back to Lincoln?
You know, he just said the truth. You know, he said, you've got to come here, work us hard, and that's what I wanted. You know, work hard, and, you know, he's going to put us in a situation where we've got to win, and it's up to the players to win. So, you know, hearing that from him, you know, maybe changed my mind to come back to the basket.
Are you happy with that decision right now, looking back in hindsight?
Definitely. I couldn't be happier.
Alex, talk a little bit about the decision you made in the offseason to opt to come back for this season with the Nebraska Cornhuskers instead of going to the NBA.
You know, I wanted to finish my senior year, obviously get a degree, and, you know, I'm having fun in college, you know. It only happens once, and, you know, why not take advantage of it and just, you know, use all my eligibility in all 4 years.
The ladies like the big guys, too, don't they?
I don't know about that. I'm going to concentrate on school and basketball.
See, I knew, Alex, he had no idea if Foster's was really Australian for beer or not. I know he has no idea. Alex, talk about how much more fun it is to be a competitive team, and already since that Oregon game, a lot of talk about the NCAA tournament. A lot of work there, but it has to be nice that at least that's being talked about, that you guys could be a tournament team.
Yeah, definitely, it is nice, you know, we're not kind of, like, you know, at least people are talking about us, and they're noticing us, you know, that's where it starts, and, you know, if we hold our own and do what we need to do and take care of things, then, you know, it starts to become a reality.
Alex, was there a time this year where you really thought that you saw the confidence level in this team jump up? I mean, a couple big wins, the overtime win against Oregon and Arizona State, another big win.
Yeah, I think, you know, that really boosted. But I thought, you know, confidence really starts in practice. You see people start making plays and accepting roles and doing their strengths, you know.
Alex March is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about Kansas tomorrow, Alex. What do you see from them? And a lot of people think they're better than they were last year.
Very, very talented. I mean, that's why they're ranked third in the country. I mean, very deep and got, you know, players that can make plays and, you know, I'm sure they got a lot of players that are probably going to go to the next level next year. So, you know, we just got to hold our own, play to our strengths, and, you know, see what happens after 40 minutes is up.
Alex, you talk about people in practice when you see them making plays. Athletically, who are the fans? Who's going to have a highlight reel in the next couple of years for the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
I'll probably have to say Day. You know, he's very athletic, and he can make some, you know, some hustle plays and some high-flying plays. You know, he can really get up, and, you know, it's enjoyable to watch, and he's very capable of that.
Alex, you still find any time to get some soccer in? I know that was a big part of your life before you got into college.
Oh, yeah, I watch it every Saturday mornings on the Soccer Network before practice. You know, I try not to kick the basketball around, but I do every now and then. So it's still in my blood.
I know that Coach Doc Sadler, during a press conference yesterday, he was talking about Shang Ping and having some height and something to kind of go with you. Talk about his development and how much that has helped take a little bit of the pressure off you.
Yeah, I mean, Shang's come a long way since the beginning of the year. You know, he started to, you know, really understand the concepts and what Doc really wants, and he's becoming a force inside. It's, you know, with more experience, he's only going to get better.
Well, Alex, we sure appreciate you giving us some time. Give them heck tomorrow against Kansas. We sure appreciate it. And I know you got a tough Big 12 ahead. Hopefully we can catch up with you again sometime soon. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Alex March joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, you know, he's still got that thick Australian accent, but he's also got that thick frame, and that's the only reason Nebraska has won a lot of basketball games the last couple of years, and now helping to develop, bring some of the other players. Day Dog and Darrow, he likes the way that he plays, and hopefully things go well. You know, seriously, Nebraska basketball fan, two of the next four games are against Kansas. Tomorrow night, ESPN, 8 o'clock. Your thought is, boy, I hope Nebraska wins, or boy, I hope they don't get blown out again on TV.
I think you just said it, choice B there. I think we go try and compete, see what happens, you put yourself in a position, you know, with 14,000 fans and that six man, perhaps give you an opportunity down the stretch to make a couple big plays, maybe a late run, and have a chance.
Anything under 20 satisfactory?
No. That wouldn't be satisfactory, Coach Sadler. I think you're talking to...
No, I mean for you. For the fan.
For me? For the fan? For the average fan? I think, you know... No, I think at home in front of a crowd like that, I think you're talking anything under 12.
Okay.
I think 12, 14 point would be a heck of a game for Nebraska.
It's tomorrow, 8 o'clock, right here on ESPN television. And we've got basketball tomorrow. North Carolina, number one in the country, takes on North Carolina State, 11 a.m. tip time. And then, of course, the football in the afternoon. And we are going to talk with Damon Durante of BetUS.com about the point spreads that are all over a touchdown, and this weekend's NFL playoff games coming up in just a moment. You're listening to The Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
They find car insurance difficult to understand. So we invited an expert in mathematics to explain the new e-sign discount from Progressive. Professor?
Well, it's simple. Sign your policy forms at progressive.com and get a $50 discount.
That's it?
Oh, yes.
The e-sign discount from Progressive. It's simple. Go to progressive.com, click to sign your policy forms online, and get a $50 discount.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. E-sign discount not available in California, Nevada, North Carolina. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vizio's award-winning TVs provide customers the greatest value for their dollar. Each season, certain athletes perform far above their salaries, providing the greatest value for their teams. The folks at Vizio share this commitment to performing beyond expectations. And because of that, they've created the Vizio Top Value Performer Award. This year's candidates, Derek Anderson, David Garrard, Devin Hester, Brandon Jacobs, Greg Jennings, Brandon Marshall. Log on to Vizio.com now to vote and be automatically entered to win a Vizio 47-inch flat panel LCD HD TV.
Who should be the next Nebraska AD? How long before a Nebraska national championship? If Bill Callahan were a tree, what kind of tree would he be? That's the kind of question you'll find in the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course Poll in One feature at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nothing earth-shattering.
Anything you've ever wondered about. Kennedy assassination. Roswell.
Just what everybody's talking about. The Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course Poll in One. Front page of ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Prairie Hills Golf Course. Clubhouse, new owners, new attitude.
The magical mystery tour is hoping to take you away.
And gone. Alex Gordon gets it into the upper deck.
This is going to be another upper deck shot. The second mammoth home run hit here by Alex Gordon.
There's a drive left center field off the bat. It's Ian, and that's going to roll to the fence.
Alex Gordon, Mark Tian, Tony Pena Jr., along with Royals Hall of Famer Big John Mayberry, play-by-play announcer Ryan Lefevre, and Royals mascot Slugger are caravanning to the Tri-Cities for three stops. Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill, Monday, January 21st from 4 to 5. Right after that, it's Skeeter Barnes and Kearney from 6:30 until 7:30. Then Tuesday the 22nd, it's the State Street McDonald's in Grand Island from 11 to 12. Bring the kids, get autographs, meet and greet the Royal Stars. Brought to you by FSN and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Check out the complete itinerary at ESPNSuperstation.com.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today, along with some increasing clouds later today and into tonight. Highs will stay around the lower 40s with a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight's skies become cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers late, lows to 19 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Derek back in studio. Glad to have you back, Derek.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Hey, now officially, since we said on the air whether we asked you about this or not, you know, people were wondering about you, but Dad's doing okay.
Yeah, Dad's doing good. He had surgery earlier this week, but everything went well, and he's heading home today, so start the recovery.
Little
process.
Scare early in the week, but oh, yeah. Now everything's on the mend and up and up.
Yep.
Good.
It, You know, I guess there's one good thing about the Bills not being in the playoffs. Now he doesn't have to worry about watching them this weekend and getting all fired up about it. Doug and Daddy, you can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, Daddy every Friday makes his NFL and college selections. College season is over. I'm coming off a 9-1 against the spread, winning the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza this past week. But I'll tell you what. None of us are as good as our next guest from BetUS.com. Damon Durante joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to discuss the NFL playoffs this weekend. Damon, good morning.
Thanks, guys. I love the prelude. You're not setting me up for anything, are you?
No, we just need four winners and the over-under numbers, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem, guys. I'll chalk you right up.
We're just expecting a 4-0 weekend here on our special 1-888 number. Hey, Damon. Damon, I mean, the first thing I'm looking at here, and, you know, you're not surprised by any individual, but when you see four NFL playoff games in this round of the playoffs and all are a touchdown or more, when's the last time that happened, and how unusual to see these big spreads in every single game?
Yeah, I mean, especially compared, you guys, to last week where I don't think it was a spread over 4.5 points. And then this week it just skewed. I mean, there's your disparity in the NFL. There is a top tier of teams that definitely separate themselves from the pack here. You know, a lot of these lines, though, you know, let me just clarify a little bit for you. I mean, for instance, the New England line, unfortunately, I mean, the accuracy of a 13 or 14-point line, I think that's that might not be as accurate as you might think, just because New England's lines have to be massive for anybody to bet on the other team. And it's been like that from about mid-season. So you're going to see a lot of flexibility in the New England line. It's going to be a lot higher than it might actually be. As well, I mean, you got to understand, when games are this public, you know, there's only four games going on, a lot of public attention is paid to these lines. A lot of non-savvy bettors are there. And what you see is lines opening, and they all but the New England line opened at 9 points. They've actually squeaked down a little bit. The Green Bay line's down to 7.5 points because money's on the underdog, and the Dallas-New York Giants line already down to 7.5 points for Dallas because money's coming in on the other side. So, you know what, you guys are right. It's a bit of an anomaly, but I'm not sure the oddsmakers got it bang on this time around because there's a lot of movement in these lines this year.
Damon, it's a little bit strange, and Doug mentioned this. It seems to be last week you get rid of the pretenders. Now everybody seems to be a contender until you look at these lines. You look at the last time Indianapolis, for instance, played San Diego. Peyton throws six interceptions, but it still has an opportunity to win that game in a driving rainstorm in San Diego. Now they come to Indianapolis. You know, here's a game that I think the Colts, if they get Marvin Harrison back, that's a big piece of the puzzle, especially with Anthony Gates out. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I looked at that. As soon as San Diego won, and the way they won, and Antonio Gates, you know, was limping off the field, I'm thinking, they're going into Indianapolis. And I'm thinking, Indianapolis is going to destroy these guys. They are so mad right now, you know, from that game earlier in the season. Like, Peyton, I'm sure Tony Dungy was just playing tape of the six interceptions in the weight room all week long, you know. It was sloppy rain. They had their bad game. They couldn't get anything going, and they had to shank a field goal to lose the game. You know, Vinatieri, Mr. Clutch, had to miss for them to lose. They still came back after the worst game of his career. So, yeah, Indianapolis is just salivating right now. And San Diego, very good on the road on turf, but Indianapolis especially. I mean, considering that Marvin Harrison might actually be back in the lineup, this might be a bloodbath, you guys, yeah.
Damon Durante from BetUS.com, of the largest and most respected sportsbook on the web, where you can check out the latest on football and basketball lines. You know, we've been making fun of the Daddy all year, Damon. Well, at least since week six. And it just happens that right now on First Take on ESPN, they're interviewing some putts from the Baltimore Ravens. Daddy selected the Ravens at the beginning of the year as his Super Bowl winner. Did you see New England coming in? And please make fun of him for the Ravens selection.
You know what? Here's the sad thing. I totally can't because they were my sleeper pick out of the AFC, too. I didn't think they'd win. I didn't think they'd win. But I said, hey, I was like, hey, you know what, Baltimore just on paper? Daddy, you probably looked at it on paper. I was like, oh, man, like they could be monsters. And, yeah, I've been eating crow all season with all the interviews that I do. And guys, I guess they chalk them down on the side of the desk or something and seem to bring them up every 3 or 4 weeks how bad that they played. So, Daddy, yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. But I had New England. That was my pick from the beginning of the season. You can't. How do you go against New England from the beginning, especially on paper? And that's all we had to look from. Not so bad on Baltimore, but New England right now, still unstoppable. Still, if you put $100 on them to win the Super Bowl today, you would actually lose money trying to process your winnings if they actually went and won it. That's how bad the odds are for them right now.
Damon, I guess you look at the other games in the NFL, you kind of said that you think the Indianapolis Colts could be a big winner over the Chargers, but you look at the other three games, everybody's talking about it could be an underdog weekend. Just your overall thoughts.
Well, right now, with the public and the thoughts of the public and where I'm seeing the money go in, it's a ton of underdog love. Seattle's getting just all the money's coming in on them. That's why that line came down. And the Giants are absolutely on fire with the public right now. They are probably the biggest underdog right now that people are throwing their money at. I don't know why. I mean, I went 3-1 last weekend because I picked the Giants not to cover against Dallas. Here are some interesting trends, though, for you guys about the New York Giants. For this season, they're 7-1 on the road this year and 12-2 against the spread in road games against conference opponents over the last two seasons. The Giants hate playing in New York. They love being on the road, going into Dallas right now. They're poised to knock these guys off. I'm not sure they can win the game, but if this line's squeaking down, if it's going down to 7.5 points here, I'm thinking this might be a compelling matchup for the Giants in a cover here.
How can you bet with confidence on Archie's other boy?
I don't know.
It just scares the hell out of me.
You know, that's what we've been saying the last couple weeks, because it's rare that teams can string together a game and a half of football that's not indicative of, you know, a 7 or 8 game stretch. When we're handicapping these games, right, we're looking 6, 7, 8, 10 games, how the trends match up against other teams over that course. And to have two games in a row, the one against New England and then last week, to have two games that are a little different than what they played over the last half of the season, it's a bit of an anomaly, telling me that they're probably poised to slow down a bit. And a note that you know, until the third quarter, when New England really started bringing the house at Eli, when they started blitzing at him, that's when he started making bad throws. That's when he was throwing 6 feet over Plax's head like he was for the last half of the season and throwing picks. So, I mean, there could be it could be a bloodbath. It could be a very nasty game for the Giants. But you know what? Yeah, I mean, that line sneaking up like that, the Giants are, I'm tasting it a bit, man.
Damon Durante, BetUS.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, before we let you go, I guess my observation, we talked about it earlier in this week, and it seems like every year it's this way. The public falls in love with somebody off wild card weekend, and very rarely does that come to fruition. Now, when Pittsburgh went all the way a couple of years ago, that was a big deal, but that seems to be what's going on with the Giants. That one loss the Giants had that you mentioned on the road obviously was in Dallas way back in week 2. I'm already interested in looking ahead. If you're, because we know the Lions are going to come out the day after the Super Bowl for next year, you got a sleeper for Daddy for next year? Because, you know, I know I'll be right, but Daddy needs some help.
Jeez. Well, I don't know whose side I'm on here. I could give him Miami. But,
oh, no.
just tell him no. You know what? I don't know if there's going to be too many sleepers for next season. I really like what Minnesota got going this season. Cleveland, close. But, you know, they needed a clutch loss. They needed a little choke there to wake themselves up, by losing their way out of the playoffs. I really like what Cleveland had on board this season. They might be a bit of a surprise for next year. There's a few teams that need to really rebuild and turn around. I think teams like the Skins and stuff, you got to jump off of them. But as for sleeper teams, I think I like Cleveland right now. Maybe New England. Maybe that's your sleeper team. Pick them. Pick them now, and you'll probably make some money for next year.
Damon, last question. You've got New England. Okay, let's throw them out. I don't even want to give you the New England in the field, but if you were going to take one of the other 7 teams, who would be the best bet?
Here's the deal. There's only value. That's the only thing I look at, guys. Way to make money, right? Because smart pick. I mean, you pick New England now and they win the Super Bowl. I'm not giving you any dap for that. Great. Yeah, you picked a team that's supposed to win it from 4 months ago. You're brilliant. Here's the thing. Value is probably, you know, that's the thing to make some money here, and where the smart guys do it. I think the only team with enough value here to make it worth anybody's while, and I hate it because I'm a fan of New England, is those Indianapolis Colts, you guys. They've been playing fantastic the last half of the season. They are a scary team. They might have to go into New England and attempt to knock those guys off, but they're probably the only one with a shot at it, and at about 5-1 to do that and win the Super Bowl. Yeah, imagine that. The Indianapolis Colts right now, divisional weekend, are 5-1 still to make it to the Super Bowl. It's nuts. But they have the most value out of any of these teams. I don't think I'd put my bank anywhere else other than them because, you know, I'm telling you, it's New England's to lose, guys, and that's the only way they go down is if they beat themselves.
Damon, really enjoyed it. We're going to keep your number close, and we're going to call you again real soon.
I'm ready to rock anytime, guys.
Thanks, Damon. Damon Irani from BetUS.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's right. The value on the Colts now better than it was at any point. Well, during the regular season, at the start of the season, it was worse than that. So now 5-1. I'll take that. Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com is coming up. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, RV, boat, all that thing that's going on next weekend. It's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs, the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. Let's get rid of a family four-pack right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Give us a call. Derek's going to give you some tickets.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Storm Hockey. It's your team.
It's a weekend doubleheader of Storm Hockey on January 11th and 12th at the First Tier Event Center. Friday is Elvis Night. Saturday night marks the annual Applebee's Action. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm versus Chicago on Friday and Saturday. Storm Hockey, presented by Vieira Wireless.
Storm Hockey. It's your team.
You know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-5707. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-5707. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies today, along with some increasing clouds later today and into tonight. Highs will stay around the lower 40s with a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight's skies become cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers late, lows to 19 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
We've got our winners for the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, Boat Expo. Derek, who's taking the family four-packs this time?
It's Mark from Holdridge and Ward from Kearney, both getting family four-packs.
Hey, thanks for calling, folks. Sean Callahan right around the corner. Breaking news, Marion Jones' plea that she not be separated from her two young sons. Fallen on deaf ears, a federal judge has sentenced the disgraced track and field star to 6 months in prison for lying about using steroids and a check fraud scam.
Interesting.
Bill Self says they will not take Nebraska lightly. Yeah, okay. On this Friday, we remind you there's a lot of great things going on this weekend. You're going to be sitting back, maybe catching the NFL playoffs, catching Husker basketball. Both men and women are on. And, of course, there's a lot of great NCAA basketball really starting to crank up now this time of the year. You really start getting interested. You're going to get hungry. And why not grill out or fix something that you're going to love from Troutman's Quality Meats, where T-Bone is right out front giving you the big come-on-in salute. They've got the freshest bratwurst and Italian sausage in the area, fresh out of the smoke. House carrying the gang, do it great every single day. Best ground beef in town. You can actually taste the difference, Daddy, in their hamburger patties. They've got a great beer and wine selection, and if you're into seafood, they've got that. They've got great soup mixes. You know what? Everybody's starting to get into that soup mode. We're in the winter, and everybody loves more than just, you know, throw a bucket of water on something and call it soup. It's not that way anymore. Check it out at Troutman's Quality Meats. Wash it down with some great beer and wine. They've got a top-notch selection there. And if you're just looking to sit around and not really making a whole lot, but you're kind of hungry every once in a while, you need a little snack. They've got great snacks,
sticks,
cheese, jerky. Oh, can't do it any better than the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, sponsors of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and sponsors of great taste in your palate. It is Troutman's Quality Meats under T-Bone, the big steer on the side across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney.
Doug found an interesting story here before we get to Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated. This is an interesting deal. Things were going so well for this Polish man that he was going to go to a brothel. And why not? I mean,
that's what you do in Poland.
That's what you do. I mean, when your marriage is going great. He got the shock of his life when he visited a brothel and spotted his wife.
He went to the brothel and got a shocker? What?
He spotted his wife, which was actually a shocker.
Oh, his wife was at the brothel. What was she doing? Getting a gift card?
She was working.
No! Behind the counter?
I think in the storefront window. I don't know. Polish tabloid Super Express said the woman had been making some extra money on the side while telling her husband she worked at a store in a nearby town. The guy said I was dumbfounded and thought I was dreaming. I'm guessing it was a nightmare for him. But nonetheless,
was it free then, or how'd that work out? Just had to pay the 10%, or
the couple married for 14 years, surprisingly enough, are now divorcing.
No. Well, so he'll have to find a new place to frequent, because I'm guessing she's now definitely not going to quit her job.
Yeah, you would think.
Let's go to the phone lines, 1-888-455-ESPN, where we bring in, from HuskersIllustrated.com, Sean Callahan. Good morning, Sean.
Oh, man, Daddy is telling jokes and stories about brothels. I almost had to change the channel there.
Daddy must have got his tax refund back already. He's thinking brothel. Hey, Sean, got a lot we want to talk about here before the end of the show. Let's start with the Bo Pelini, and I've got some emails that have some questions on it here, I guess, right off the bat. Will Bo Pelini and LSU winning the national championship help recruiting at Nebraska? And if it does, how immediate of an impact would that be?
Well, it definitely is not going to hurt, guys. I mean, obviously, how could it hurt? I really think, you may not see Nebraska, I think, go out and automatically get 4- and 5-star guys this year right off this because of the fact most of the recruiting around the country is done with. I mean, recruiting happens so early on in the process now that this time of the year it's really tough to pull in a high-profile guy, but I do think it's going to help them close this weekend strong. They're going to have over 10 visitors in, and to me the most important storyline for the weekend in recruiting will be locking up some of the guys like Will Compton, like Collins Okafor. They'll be on campus together. Those are two guys that had been wavering. So this is an opportunity for Bo Pelini and his staff to lock these two kids up.
How confident, Sean, are you that Will Compton will be on campus this weekend?
Well, he'll be on campus, no doubt about that. We know that for sure, talking to his mom yesterday. But the question is, there's a lot of talk in Columbia that he's a strong lean towards the Missouri Tigers. Illinois obviously has been in the picture. Notre Dame just offered him yesterday, and he's always liked Notre Dame. But the X factor, if he has a brother that's a pretty good wrestler that wants to wrestle in Division I in college, Notre Dame does not have wrestling. People have said that will keep them out of the mix. But this weekend to me will decide everything. If things go well for him in Lincoln, it may be enough to lock it up for the Huskers. But if they don't, I would not be surprised if you see him end up at Missouri or Illinois.
Sean Callahan joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're under a month now until signing day, and everybody's still trying to find some sleepers out there. Jeff and Carney wants to know, Sean, are there any 4- or 5-star players still looking at Nebraska, or that Nebraska may have a legit shot at getting, and are there any sleepers that they might be able to nab?
Well, there's two 4-star guys, I would say, that they're on at this point to keep your eyes on. LaMichael James, a running back out of Texas who visited Lincoln earlier in December with Pelini first coming into Lincoln. He's going to Eugene, Oregon this weekend, and we'll see how that goes. But he's always liked Nebraska and was high on Nebraska. The old staff, though, wasn't very high on him. They got Collins Okafor along with Jonas Gray, so they backed off of him, but now Nebraska got back in with him. Another guy, a 4-star player out of Texas, Adrian Bichelle. He's the one you want to watch. There's a chance Nebraska can get on him.
Absolutely okay, wonderful.
Those are the two, I would say, 4-stars, I guess, if there's any out there at this point.
Sean, how good is, in your estimation, is a quarterback from Texas that recently committed?
Well, you're talking about Cody Spano, and I think the key things with him is he comes from a very good program. Stephenville, Texas is one of the top programs in the state. Jevin Snead, who went to Texas a couple years ago, came out of there. He replaced Jevin Snead as the starter. He's run basically a spread option type offense, and that's the school where Art Briles, who basically is the godfather of the spread, he started running it down there as a high school coach when he was at Stephenville. So it's kind of the roots or the start of the spread offense, and I think he's a good fit for what Nebraska wants to move into with more of a dual threat, kind of spread you out type offense.
Sean Callahan with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. David Grant, the latest oral commitment, an offensive lineman out of Killeen, Texas. I guess every time, Oklahoma State and Iowa State were two teams that wanted him, and he ends up coming to Nebraska. A comment about him, and where does the overall class set right now?
Well, David Grant, an intriguing-looking prospect. He grew up in New York City in the Long Island area and moved to Texas as a sophomore. And he's 6'6", he's 280. Obviously, I think really raw, a lot of potential, though. Somebody you'd probably have to redshirt. The key with him is I think academics or grades or something you're going to have to watch with him. That's the report why Oklahoma State backed off of him way back in September. They pulled the offer out from him back then. So I think that's something you want to watch with him. But there's no doubt about it. He's a great prospect. Oklahoma at one point considered coming in on him, but because of what I just said, that kept the Sooners from coming in on him. So I think if he was a guy that had all of his things in line, there would be a lot more teams on him. So if Nebraska's academic department can stay with him and help him out through his senior year, he could be a pretty good guy if he gets on campus. I would say right now this class, if they can hold in that top 30, 25 to 30 range, I think that would be a pretty good finish considering the fact they've had 14 decommitments.
Sean, when you're looking at the overall number right now at 16 or 17, how many more scholarships are there out there to be offered?
Well, Nebraska, I would say, Tony, I think originally they were going to take around 26 guys, so it's hard to say where Bo Pelini wants to go. Maybe he won't take as many because he wants to use more for next year. I think a lot just depends on if they can get quality guys. They're not just going to take a guy to take a guy. So I think if they can get 22, 23, 24 quality guys, they're going to take them, but they're not just going to fill it up with a couple guys here and there just to fill a spot up. I think they're going to be pretty smart with the numbers and use them for next year if they have to.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. About 30 seconds left. Sean, anything bubbling that we haven't touched on yet?
No, I would say this weekend. I mean, these recruiting weekends will be big for Nebraska. Obviously, Marlon Ruckey's pro situation, you want to keep your eyes on. I'd be surprised if he does go pro, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. I wouldn't be surprised if he extends it all the way to the deadline and doesn't make an announcement until that deadline day.
Thanks so much for the time, as always, Sean. Great stuff.
All right, Tony. See you, Doug.
Take care. Doug and Daddy Show with Sean Callahan here on this Friday, touching on a few things as we get ready for the second big run here in the recruiting season.
Well, Doug, you mentioned Marlon Ruckey late in that interview. Earl Bennett, I asked you during a break if you'd heard of him, and you actually did know he was a football player, and I said, yep, and you actually knew what college you went to. I think if you're playing around with some buddies this weekend and say, Earl Bennett, who's Earl Bennett, I think very few people would know that. Earl Bennett has chosen to declare, to miss his senior season and declare for the NFL draft. He is the leading receiver ever in the Southeastern Conference. One thing I found particularly interesting, Earl Bennett, I have not heard a lot about Earl Bennett. He passed up his final year of eligibility and made himself available for the NFL draft. He had 236 catches in three seasons, 28 more catches than Craig Yeast, who played four seasons at Kentucky. I just found that interesting.
He's from Vanderbilt.
This kid is, Earl Bennett is from Vanderbilt. Jay Cutler kind of brought him on the scene in his younger years with the Commodores.
Well, at this very moment, people could still be lying in bed.
Oh, are we talking impingement?
Not just from a long Thursday night, but from discogenic pain. And that's not just from dancing either. Is surgery their only option, Daddy?
No. Half of those don't even work, Doug.
Don't even think about surgery going into a weekend. The medical approach to disc problems, often a combination of painkillers, muscle relaxers, traction, and maybe even some surgery. Consult Dr. John Klingensmith first for all your back care needs. If a referral is warranted, one will be made to the proper specialist, Dr. John Klingensmith, at 11 West 31st Street. You can call 234-4940. He's there every weekday, except when he's off watching some wrestling, but that's usually on the weekend or in the evening. And, of course, Dr. John Klingensmith wishes all the wrestlers the best of luck. And if you have a sports injury, you should see Dr. John Klingensmith. He'll be there for you first thing Monday morning. And all you have to do is make an appointment at 234-4940. In conjunction with that, I have an email here that says Michael Klingensmith earned his 100th win last Saturday at the Bertrand Invite. His current career record, 101-7, and is just in his junior season. He's not been beaten or taken down since Husker recruit Casey Goebbels at the state meet in February of 06. Well, I don't know if he's been taken down, but I'll bet he's been beaten up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I would. I know he would if I had the hair like that.
Yeah, I know who he's dating. So, you know, you got to watch out there. I'll tell you what, Michael. But
congratulations on
that.
That's
right. Congratulations. A Gibbon invite coming up. Bill Foster invite. A lot of wrestling going on this weekend. Got to see Kearney High beat Columbus in a duel last night here on ESPN, 45-28. There was some excitement there. A lot of basketball coming up tonight. UNK's on the road. Hastings College is on the road this weekend. UNK at Western State tomorrow. Hastings College at Dakota Wesleyan coming up on Sunday. And then the Huskers tomorrow as well. Wrestling, Cliff Key National Duels. Hastings has their Hastings Open tomorrow. There's just so much going on, Daddy. But you know what? Most of it's out of town, brother. So what do you do tomorrow for the playoffs? 1 o'clock tee time, Prairie Hills.
Well, they've got a new attitude about treating their golfers right, even if it's the point of getting you out of that house. Get rid of that cabin fever with the first ever Prairie Hills Long Drive contest on the new golf simulator. Folks, we're hearing great things about this. Personal testimonials. They've been rolling in daily to us, saying what an unbelievable, unbelievable simulator this is. Picks up the ball flight, it draws. Maybe you push the ball. It's going to show that you push the ball. You're going to be over in the weeds, chopping in the cabbage, just like the good old days out on the course. Entry fee, $40 per golfer. Includes a few warm-up swings. It's limited to the first 50 to sign up. A huge cash prize payout to the winners. You think you can hit the long ball? Come out and compete March 22nd, 23rd. We got a hole in.
That's coming up tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Sorry, I pointed the wrong thing there for you, Daddy.
Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10. Stop in. They're open every day, 8 until midnight.
That's right.
There's lights on this golf course.
That's right. So be sure and check it out today. And that's tomorrow, the first annual Prairie Hills a long drive contest on the simulator, and cash payback, big hitter. Why don't you go on out there, see what's going on. Daddy's picks, here we go, as we go in to, oh, by the way, St. Louis lost last night to George Washington, 49-20.
Oh,
still on a scoring drive.
Rick Majerus, the coach at St. Louis. Ooh.
Let's go to the NFL selections for the weekend.
You know where Lucas Oil Stadium is?
No.
It's the one being built next to the RCA Dome. Will this be the last time the Colts play at home in the RCA Dome as they will have to head to New England?
No.
Should the way things go?
No.
I like Indianapolis. I'm going to lay those points. I like Dallas. I'm going to lay those points. You know what? I like Green Bay. I'm going to lay those points. And the last one remaining, I'm going to take those points. I'm going to take those points. I got three favorites.
So Daddy takes Dallas, Indianapolis, Green Bay, and Jacksonville. I really like the Dallas pick, and go ahead, throw your money away on the Giants. And then when Dallas wipes them 35-7 in the final game on Sunday and sets it home to play for the NFC Championship next Sunday, you'll go, wow, the Giants really were bad. Why would I ever thought the Giants could beat the Cowboys? So I want to see all the favorites move on. I would love to see New England get beat out so that Indianapolis might have an easier time and would get to play at home. So we will take the Colts, and hopefully they can get the job done as well. We appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot coming up next week. We're going to talk a little Husker basketball, catch up with analyst Andy Markowski. We're going to talk with Husker women's basketball coach Connie Yori. We're going to catch up with Dick Turpin and some of the folks from the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. All that and more next week. Today, Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated, Alex Marsh, Nebraska Center, Todd Hendricks from the Lincoln Journal Star, and of course David Arani from BetUS.com. It's a jam-packed show, Daddy. We'll see you Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.